So today's daf is daf Membeis. We're going to start on the top of Membeis. So yesterday's daf mentioned that Shmuel said, right, that Shmuel had said that you can put out, right, you can put the cold water into the hot urn, basically, even though by putting the cold water into the hot urn, you're going to be what's called metzarif. You're going to be like finishing the mecham. And that would be considered sort of makbe patish. But Shmuel said you can do that because that's not your kavana. That wasn't your intent. So the Gemara starts on the top of Membeis. He says, Lememra, does that mean to say that the Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon, really? That Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon? What does it mean like Rabbi Shimon? That he holds like Rabbi Shimon who holds that davar she'ena miskaven, that if you do something, you do an action, but you don't have the intent for the malacha to take place, the davar she'ena miskaven is mutter, right? Baha'amar Shmuel, we have the following question, which seems apparently in the Rishonim going to work out why it does. It seems to show an inconsistency in the Shita Shmuel. Like the cases that they bring down is Mechabin Gachela Shel Mateches Bereshus HaRabim B'Shvil Shelo Yizoko Bo Rabim. If there's like a piping hot pipe in the middle of Reshus HaRabim, you can put it out. You can cool it down if it's middle of Reshus HaRabim in order to prevent damage to the Rabim who are going to walk there. The idea they point out is that sometimes there's a pipe in the street, you can't tell whether it's hot or not. You'll never touch the down electric wire. Never touch the hot pipe. You never know with this metallic thing if it's going to be hot. So Rashi says, "Gachela shel mateches, shemashlichem lechutz psula shel barzel." They threw out this like leftover iron. De lo shayich kiboy b'hachem b'doraisa. For whatever reason, this is not going to be. If you put it out the flame, it's not going to be doraisa. Why? Because it doesn't make coal. Right, it's just a hot piece of iron. It doesn't turn it into a coal. Right, umidurabanan asura. Rashi says, but it's also midurabanan. The hecha the ika niska l'rabim. But if there's a potential damage for the public, lo gazru l'shlus. There's no takana of. There's no din derabanan if it's going to be damaged. So that's part one that he says. Shmuel says it's clearly that you're allowed to put out the iron. You're allowed to cool off the iron. Avalo gachela shel eitz. But you cannot put out the flaming branch, because that is an isser of kibbutz midoraisa, because Rashi says, d'isiru deraisu v'chayiv skila, because that's going to make the coal, and that's the purpose of kibbutz. The isal gadaitach savor lo k'Rav Shimon, and if you think that Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon, afilo shel eitz nami, then he should be permitted to put out the eitz also. Why? Because now the Gemara is conflating two things. It's conflating davar she'eino miskaven and melacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa. So here, by the case of the eitz, it's definitely, it's not davar she'eino miskaven. You have kavana. It's a malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa, because the point of kibbutz in the Mishkan was to get the coal. Here, the point of the kibbutz is to just put it out so they won't be damaged to the rabim. Yet Rav Shimon, in both cases, by davar she'eino miskaven and by malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa, he holds that it's not a chiyuv midoraisa. So if Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon, the Gemara is assuming that he should hold like him in both cases, by davar she'eino miskaven and by Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. But the Gemara answers no. Right? And the Rishonim work out, like, what's the Havimina? The Gemara says no. B'davar Shein Meskavein, when it comes to a Davar Shein Meskavein, when you had no intent to do the Malacha, and when Davar Shein Meskavein points to Rav Shimon, even sometimes there's no guarantee that the Malacha is going to even take place. So by Davar Shein Meskavein, that's where he holds like Rav Shimon, that there's not, it's Pater. Pater Avalasa, right? But by Malacha, it's Mutter, right? There's no chiyuv. But by Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, where you have the intent to do the Melacha, it's just that your intent is to do the Melacha differently than it was in the Beis HaMikdash, the Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, then Savalak Rabbi Huda. It's a split. Then Savalak Rabbi Huda. Tosas asks right away, right, V'im Tomar, right, Umas Sakl Daitach Demakshe. What was the Havimina of the person asking the question? Just because Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon by davar she'eino miskaven, which was a case of pouring the cold water into the hot urn and making it and solidifying it, maybe over there yisbor kamosa b'malach she'eino tzrich l'gufa. Is that why does that mean that he's going to hold like him b'malach she'eino tzrich l'gufa? They are two different separate things. Right, like we said, davar she'eino miskaven means you have absolutely no intent to do the malacha. It's just that it might your intent is to do A and B happens. Right, or B may happen, but malacha shein tzrich l'gufa is a half intent to do the malacha, just not in the way that it was done, you know, in the Mishkan. So Tosos has his answers. Ritvos has his answers. Tosos says v'yesh lo omer the salka daitach the hamaksha the vaday hab hatalia. The one asking the question thinks for sure that they're dependent one on the other. Mishum the Savor. Sorry? Oh, he's on, you're on? David's on? Okay, good. Okay, thanks. We're just trying to keep him out, but what can we do? All right. So he says, V'yesh lomar, the salga daitach, that his havamina was, the maksha, the vaday habatalia, that they're definitely dependent on each other. The Savar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, the malacha she'ain tzricha l'gufa chayav. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a malacha she'ain tzricha l'gufa, you're chayav midaraisa. It's you're doing the malacha, you're doing the action, and you have intent. So you have the intent, malacha she'ain tzricha l'gufa chayav aloya, hecha dimiskavin. So therefore, b'she'ein miskavin, na michmir chachamin. So it's a davar she'ein miskavin, it's one level down, and therefore you would just be chayav midarabanan. But according to Rabbi Shimon, Tutmakshin thought, the Patra Lemon of Torah Af Miskavin, the Dover Shem Miskavin, you're not Chayim Midaraiser, you're just Chayim Midarabanon, and therefore, Kishayim Miskavin, so Kishayim Midaraiser, so therefore, Lo Chash Lo Isser Midarabanon, Kishayim Miskavin. Therefore, maybe when Dover Shem Miskavin, he'll drop it another level down to say that he's no Chiyav at all, but the Kamash Malad is that they're not, that the answer is that they're not, they're different, actions, they're different intents, and therefore they're not totally Zeh B'Zeh. Okay. Amar Ravina. Ravina says, Hilkach. So Hilkach always means we're going back on something that we just said. So what's the Hilkach? So Rashi says, Hilkach, Kaven de Amarta, lo gozu shvus to keep with my teches, but mokam niska de rabim. Since we just said that you can put out the boiling hot piece of metal in the street in order to protect the rabim, since we said that, coats, so you have some sort of needle or thorn, b'rishus harabim, that's in the rishus harabim, and that could cause damage to people, right? You have this coach b'rishus harabim, molicho pachos pachos me'arba amos. You're allowed to pick it up, move it out of the rishus harabim, but you do it in a way that you're not going to be chayv a malacha d'oraisa, so therefore only walk, 3.9 amos, stop, walk 3.9 amos, stop till you get it away. Rashi says, right, rishus harabim, molicho pachos medal amos, ad shis lakenos l'tzi the rishus harabim, till you get to the sides of the rishus harabim, the yisir d'rabanan hu. So that's an issa d'rabanan. So you're allowed to violate the issa d'rabanan in order to protect the welfare of the rabim. Uber Carmelis, but if this coach is found in the Carmelis, the whole isser of carrying in a Carmelis is only an isser derabanan, then a filatuva. Then there you can even walk in more than dalat amos at a time, right? Rashi's a Carmelis, the tiltu the day derabanan, it's only the derabanan, a filatuva, you have renaba kirachas. You can pick up the thorn and you can walk it all the way to the end in one shot. You don't have to do this little trickery of less than 4 amos at a time. Question that some have is like, what does that mean? Coats, it's a thorn. What damage is that going to be? So there's the Rashash, I think the Rashash brings down that if there's something that's going to potentially cause damage to lots of people, that's considered sakana, even though it's not sakana's nefashos. It's a b'chiddush, but that's how he has to answer. Okay, now we're going back to the Mishnah. Okay, and in this part we're going to start talking a little bit. We're going to be focusing about kli rishon and kli sheni. So really, midoraisa, things cook in a kli rishon. Things do not cook in a kli sheni. I don't know the science of it. I don't understand the science of it. But halachically, in a kli sheni, things do not cook except for these kali habishal, which we'll get to later. So the Mishnah said that you can put cold water. You're allowed to put cold water into a mecham or into a cup in order to get the chill out of the cold water, but you go not to cook it. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Nosein Adam Chamin Letoch Tzonein. A person can pour, right, can put hot water, even from a kli rishon, right, even a kli rishon, so you're pouring from a kli rishon, you can pour hot water, letoch tzonein, into cold water. Velo hatzonein letoch hachamin divrei shamai. But you can't pour the cold water into the hot water. These are the words of Beis Shammai. Why? What's the difference? So Rashi explains Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds that when it comes to things on the top and things on the bottom, the bottom, tata gavai, the bottom thing is what's going to win out. Right? Rashi says, chamin letoch sonin, you're allowed to pour the hot into the cold, de kasavar tata gavar. He holds that the lower item, which is in this case is the cold water, is going to win. Right? The ein hachamin martichan aset sonin el marshirin. So the hot water coming in is not going to cook the cool water that's in the cup already, it's just going to remove the chill. But on the opposite, Rashi says, velo tson letoch hachamin, you can't pour the cold into the hot, because in that case, the lower item is going to win, the lower thing wins out, so if the cold is going into the hot wins out. Tosfos doesn't like that because Tosfos says it's a shas machlokas, a tatogavai, or whatever like that, and then this we could have some rayas from the brayas. Tosfos says the case is that when you're pouring A into B, when you're pouring into B, B is usually bigger. You usually pour the smaller item into the larger item. So you can pour the hot into the cold, because that means you're pouring a smaller amount of hot into a larger amount of cold, and therefore it's not going to cook. But you can't pour the cold into the hot, because that means you're pouring a smaller amount of cold into a larger amount of boiling hot, and that's going to cook. That's how Tosfos reads it. Okay, so Beishamai says you can pour hot into cold, but not cold into hot. Or Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel says, Bein chamim mitoch tzonein, bein tzonein mitoch chamim mutter. No, you can do both. You can pour hot into cold, cold into hot. But then he says, wait a second. But medvar mamurim, when does Beis Hillel allow you to pour even cold into hot? That's only bikos. That's only if the hot is in a kos. A kos is a klisheni. First you have the urn, then it goes into the kos. So only into the kos, which is a klishenim. So therefore the mayim that's in there is two things the Rashi points out. A, klisheni is not mevashel. And two, that the water that's in the cup is usually a little cooler because it's what you want to drink. It's not in the urn, which is hotter. Aval, but he says, when the hot water is in ambatye, ambatye is like this big tub, big bathtub, which is something that's used to wash the whole body, and it's also considered a kli rishon, because I guess the hot water is poured, and I'm not sure how it becomes a kli rishon. Maybe the pipes go directly in. I know in our house, the bath would be a kli rishon if you turn it on hot, but I don't know how they have that cloud. He says it's a kli rishon. Right there, you can only do chamin l'toch tzonin. Then you can only pour, the hot water that's contained in that bathtub, if you take it out, you can pour that into a cold water. But you can't pour cold water into this bathtub. But then comes from Shimon Menasya, Oser, he says it's Oser in all cases, to pour hot into cold into hot, seems to be Oser, completely Oser. We'll change from Shimon Menasya in a moment. Amar Rav Nachman says, Halacha k'rav Shimon Menasya. The halacha is like Rav Shimon Menasya, whatever the rule that Shimon Menasya says, the halacha follows him. Okay, that's the brisa. The Gemara continues. Sava Rav Yosef Lemeimar. Rav Yosef thought to say, whenever you have Savar Rav Yosef Lemeimar, that means Abai is going to come up in a minute and try to correct him. Right? So Savar Rav Yosef Lemeimar, Rav Yosef thought to say that a Safel, I don't know how to pronounce it, Safel, right? Harehu ke ambatya. That the Safel is going to be like the bath. Right? Rashi says, Safel harehu ambatya, the afal gav de klishenehu. The Safel is the klishenehu. The Safel seems to be something that was used to wash your hands and your face. Right, so you kept it hot, but you took it from the ambatye into the seifel. So the seifel is like in between the ambatye and the kos. It's bigger than the kos, but it's not as big as the ambatye. So Rashi says, right, seifel harehu kambatye, v'afal gav deklishenihu, even though it's a klisheni, ho v'lo l'shtiyah, since it's not used for drinking, el l'rechitza, it's used for rechitza, for washing, asire, that Chacham said it's usher to pour into it, because you want it to warm up as much water as possible because you want to use it to wash yourself. So Rav Yosef thought to say that the seifel is like the ambatye, and even though it's a klisheni, and therefore you can't pour cold water into the seifel. So Amar Le Abaye, but Abaye says to Rav Yosef, how can you say that? Tani Rav Chia, we have a brisa from Rav Chia, and now brisas from Rav Chia are strong brisas, right? The brisas of Rav Chia were edited. So Tani Rav Chia, Seifel ainu kambache. He says beferish that the Seifel is not like an ambache. The Seifel is like a kos, and therefore it's a klisheni. So therefore, and even though it's standing to wash, you're still allowed to put cool water into it because it's a klisheni. The klisheni is not mevashel. So the Gemara is going to try to say, okay, fine, but what was Rav Yosef's havamina? What was Rav Yosef thinking? So the Gemara says, "Ulamai desolika daite meikara to seifel harehu kambache." And what Rav Yosef thought initially that the seifel, I guess I'll call it like a wash basin, that this basin is like an ambache. Right? What does it mean? V'amar Rav Nachman halacha ki Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya. And Rav Nachman also said that halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Menasya. And when we right now think that Rav Shimon ben Menasya said you can't pour hot, you can't even pour the hot water into the cool water into the bathtub. So then, how can you possibly wash yourself on Shabbos with warm water? We know that you're allowed to wash Panav Yodav Raglav with warm water, but according to the way Rav Yosef was setting it up, there would be no possibility. Why? You can't use the bathtub, right? There was no way on Shabbos to use hot water because the water that was cooked on Erev Shabbos, you have to cool off. right? You have to cool off. It's too hot, so you have to cool it off. But how are you going to cool it off? You can't cool it off in the ambache. That's putting cold water into the kli rishon. And according to you or Yosef, you're saying you can't even put it into the seifel. So where are you going to get this lukewarm water to use to wash yourself on Shabbos? If you held like Rav Shimon Menasse, who holds you can't even pour warm into cool, right? You're not allowed to pour warm into cool, right? If you can't even pour it into the seifel because that's like an ambatye, so how are you going to have the warm water? So Gemara says no. Misav Rav Shimon seifakai areishakai. Rav Shimon is not saying what we said, that he's holding about the Sefer, right? The Sefer would say that he would be arguing on Beis Hillel. Rather, he's talking about the Reisha, and he says that the Reisha says, that talks about water that you're using to drink, right? It's in Beis Hillel, says, Matirin ben chamin l'totzonein, or Beis Hillel l'totzonein. Beis Hillel says, no, you can pour cold into hot, hot into cold, no difference. And Rav Shimon Menasseh says it's usser. Rav Shimon Menasseh says, no, it's you're not allowed to put the cool into the hot in the cup, into the cup. You're not allowed to put the cool into the hot, right? Shimon Menasseh, oser. Right, so Beis Hillel said you're allowed to do both, cool into hot, hot into cool, because it's klisheni. And comes Rav Shimon Menasseh and say, no, you're not allowed to put the cool into the hot, but you're allowed to put the hot into the cool. But if that's the case, the Gemara says, name Rav Shimon Menasseh, the Amar Kabe Shammai. Now you've just lined up Rav Shimon Menasseh with Beis Shammai, which is the biggest aveir in all of Shas to have anybody possibly hold like Beis Shammai. You can't do that. Right, so name Rav Shimon Menasseh, the Amar Kabe Shammai, because Beis Shammai was the one who made the difference. Beis Shammai was the one who said that you can pour the hot into the cool, but not the cool into the hot. Beis Hillel said you could do both, and then Rav Shimon Menasseh is saying the same thing as Beis Shammai. So the Gemara says, no, Hachikamar, this is what Rav Shimon Menasseh means to say. Lo nechku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel b'davar zeh. No, that there's no machlok. What Rav Shimon Menasseh is coming to say is that the only thing, I don't know how to read it into the words, the only thing that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai argue about is pouring cool water into the hot water. But pouring the hot water into the cool water, even Beis Shammai agrees that you're allowed to do that. I don't know, that's what Beis Hillel pretty much says, but by putting the cool into the hot, even Beis Hillel agrees that you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to put the cool into the hot, either because, like Rashi says, tata gavar, that the lower thing is going to win out, or because Tosfos said, because that's clearly going to cook, because that's the larger amount of water, and you're pouring the cool into the larger amount of hot, it's going to clearly cook the hot. Okay. Yeah. So Rav Shimon Menasseh is changing it. Rav Shimon Menasseh is changing it, I think. Right, I think that's what Rav Shimon Menasseh is saying. You can or cannot? Not, right. I think that's what Rav Shimon Menasseh has come to say. He's come to say that's what it really means. That you cannot pour it. That there's no machlokas in there. But what Rav Shimon Menasseh says, no, that you're not allowed to put the tzonein into the chamin. And there's no machlokas about that. That's what he seems to be saying. All right? Article says differently. Let me see again here. The name of Rav Shimon Menasseh, Rav Shammai. So Hakikamar. So it just changes the amount. Yeah, that is how we pass him. Well, we do pass him. We pass him like Rav Shimon Menasseh. That's how we're gonna. Of cold into the hot. As long as just removing the chill, basically, as opposed to cooking it again, and this is all in the klisheni because it's only the Rabbanah to begin with. I believe it's in the kos. Yeah, yes, it's a good point, but I think that's what Rav Shimon Menasseh is doing, is he's just changing it. He's changing it around. Okay, Amar Rav Huna Reid Rav Yeshua. Rav Huna said right. Chazina le l'Rava de'lo kapid amana. I saw that Rava was not makbid about mixing cold and hot water in a klisheni And therefore, he was matir, even the klisheni, to put cold water into the hot. Right? Midatani, because of the following brisa. Rav Chia said, no sin adam kiton shalmayim. You're allowed to put a pitcher, you got to put the container of water, right, the toch seifel shalmayim. You got to put the container of cool water into the seifel of hot water, which is in the klisheni. Bein chaimim toch sonin, bein sonin toch chaimim. Whether it's hot into cold or cold into hot, he allowed you to do that. So you see that he didn't make a difference. Klisheni, he made no difference. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Amalei Rav Huna L'Rav Ashi, Tilma Shani Hasim to miss a kli. Maybe there's a difference, because if you look at the lashon of the brisa, it's that he's putting the keton shalmayim, which means he's putting the actual container, the actual pitcher in. So maybe you have the wall in between, and maybe that's preventing the maybe that's when he allowed to put the cool water into the hot water. So the Gemara says, no, Amalei Ma'ara Itmar. No, you should change it. It should be Ma'ara. It should mean pour. You're allowed to pour the cool water into the hot water, right? Ma'ara adam kiton shemayim tol seifel shemayim bein chaim tol tzonin bein tzon tol chmayim. He's allowed to pour the cool water into the hot water, and therefore, according to this, you have no concern about pouring the about water cooking in the klisheni. Right, according to that, halacha lemaisa, look at the Shulchan Aruch. But I believe, like you said before, you pass like the Rishon ben Menasya, that you're allowed to put only a large amount of cool water into the hot water, and enough that it won't cook, because that was just to remove the chill. Okay. Part one. There's three parts basically today's daf. So part one, that was part one. Part two now is talking about, again, I'm about klisheni, but putting spices into a kli rishon, into a klisheni. Now, when it comes to cooking in a kli rishon and cooking into a kli sheni, we have things that are regular bishul. Regular things that are regular, they cook in a kli rishon. A kli rishon means something that was the item that was on the fire and now taken off. So that's the kli rishon. So that's like the soup in your pot once you take it off the fire. Kli sheni is where you put the soup in. Leave the ladle aside for now. So let's say your bowl, you poured it directly. Bless you. You put the bowl, poured the. Bless you. Bless you. Oh, God bless you. Okay, you're pouring the soup into the bowl. That's the klisheni. And then after that's the klishlishi. So the question: there are some things that will never. Most things cook. Almost everything cooks in the kli rishon. Most things do not cook in a klisheni. But then you have what's called the chumrei habishul and the kalei habishul. Chumrei habishul are things that take a really long time to cook, and they may not even cook in a kli rishon. They'll only cook on the fire. Kalei habishul are the certain things that will cook even in a klisheni. So now we have the following case in the Mishnah. Ha'ilfes, which is like a big, big pan, the hakadera and the pot. Sheheviron, right? You took them off the fire on, I guess, Erev Shabbos. Mirutachin, you took them off the flame and it's boiling hot inside, right? The water, everything inside there is boiling hot. Lo yitein l'socholn tavlin. You cannot put spices into there because they're a kli rishon. And so long as the kli rishon is hot, it's going to cook. Right? Lo yitein, Rashi says, lo yitein l'socholn tavlin mishetechshach, the kli rishon kol zman sheroseach mivashel. So long as the kli rishon is hot, it is going to cook. Aval, no sein hu l'toch ha-ka'ara, o l'toch ha-tamchoi. But you can put, I guess, if you take the food and put it into the ka'ara, which is the bowl, or the tamchoi, which is some other big bowl, they're a klisheni, then you can put the tavlin onto that klisheni. Right? Rashi says, you pour it into there, because it's a klisheni. Right? Once you take the tafshil into the ilfas or the kadera, since they're a klisheni, the klisheni is not mevashel, so even if it's Yatzal lettuce bowl, you can put the tavlin in there. You put the spices in there. So the whole to do about tavlin, what tavlin are they kali abishal, not kali abishal, whatever. So here it says that the tavlin can go in. Right? What are tavlins? Another machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lekol hu no sein. Rabbi Yehuda says you can put the tavlin into anything, chutz midavar sheish bo chometz vitzir, except something that contains vinegar or brine. I guess those things, since they're so sharp, they'll mevashel the tavlin. The Gemara is now going to ask, is Rav Yehuda coming to be mekel or to be machmer? Is he talking about the ratio or the sefer? The sefer, which says as follows, right? Ibai luhu. They ask the following question. Rav Yehuda, are reisha kai vilakula or dilma sefer kai ulachumra? Is Rav Yehuda coming on the reisha and therefore he's lakula? How's that? The reisha says you cannot put the tavlin into the kli rishon. comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, no, you can put it into the Kli Rishon unless the Kli Rishon doesn't, unless the Kli Rishon has vinegar or brine. Then you can't. So he's being makel by saying that Tavlin or Relik are these Chumrei Abishal that they can't cook even in the Kli Rishon, or Odilma Asefa Kaila Chumro. Or is he coming on the second part of the Mishnah? The second part of the Mishnah says you're allowed to put it into the Kli Sheni. Comes Rabbi Yehuda and he says, no, you can't, you only can put it into the Kli Sheni if it doesn't have Chomei Tzitzir. But if it does have Chomei Tzitzir, then even the Kli Sheni you can't put it in. So is he coming to the Mekil? Is he coming to be Machmir? So the Gemara says, Tashma, bring a proof. Titanya of the following Brisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, L'chol ilfosin hu nosin. You can put the spices, a tavel, into any of these pots. U'l'chol k'deiros roschos hu nosin. You can put it into any of the hot, you know, the hot pots. Chutz midavar sheyesh bo chometz v'tzir. Unless it has chometz v'tzir, meaning he's being makel. You can put the tavel in any hot pot, including a Kli Rishon. Right, let's put the tavlin, even the Kli Rishon, unless it has Chomei Tzitzir. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is talking about the first words of the Tanna Kamma. He's coming to be Mekel. He's coming to say that tavlin are from Michumrei HaBishul, very hard to cook them. Even in the Kli Rishon, they don't cook unless that Kli Rishon is going to have vinegar or brine. Okay. Savar Rav Yosef LeMeimar. Rav Yosef thought to say that Melech Harehu K'tavlin, that salt is like tavlin, that salt will be like tavlin. Whoa, what does that mean? Salt is like tavlin. So if salt is like tavlin, then the Kli Rishon b'shala, that it would cook in a Kli Rishon, u'Kli Sheni lo b'shala, and a Kli Sheni it won't cook, which would therefore mean, according to this, assuming it's the same salt, which is a big assumption, that you cannot pour salt into the soup pot off the fire, but once it's in your bowl, you can put the salt in. Right? So, right? Amalei Abaye says to Rav Yosef, no, Tani Rabchia says, Melach eino ketavlin. Salt is not like tavlin. That the Kli Sheni nami b'shala. That salt can even cook in a Kli Sheni. It's from the Kalei HaBishal. Therefore, we, again, putting the ladle aside, would not be able to pour salt into our soup if it's still hot in the Kli Sheni. Right? Kli Sheni nami b'shala. Upligei de Rav Nachman, and this argues on Rav Nachman, because the Amar Rav Nachman says, Tzricha milcha bishula kibisra de Torah. That salt is so difficult to cook, it cooks the same way that the ox meat cooks, which means it's very difficult to cook, and the only way it cooks is on the fire. You can even put it into a Kli Rishon. So we have it across the board now. Is melech cook in a Kli Sheni? Melech either, most machmir, salt cooks in a Kli Sheni. Second shita, salt cooks only in a Kli Rishon. Third shita, it only cooks if it's on the fire. What's going on? That's the first man to Amar. The Ikad Amri, I have to go. Ikad Amri is Savar of Yosef LeMeimar, or Yosef thought to say Melach Harehu Ketavlin, that salt is like spices. The Bekli Rishon B'Shala, that it cooks in a Kli Rishon but doesn't cook in a Kli Sheni. Okay, that he says that's the same thing for Rabbi Yosef. And Amrle Abaye says no. Tani Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chia saw it. Melech ain't a Ketavlin. Melech is not like Tavlin. The Kli Rishon Nami B'Shala, that Kli Rishon it also doesn't cook. It doesn't even cook in a Kli Rishon. So that's the Rabbi Chia over here, that it doesn't even cook in a Kli Rishon. And Hainu the Amar Rav Nachman, that's what Rav Nachman said, Tzricha Milcha Bishula Kibisa Torah, that salt is like the ox meat that doesn't even cook in the Kli Rishon. So you have to sheet machlokas in the memras as what the levels are with salt. In the second mandamer, you have Rav Yosef who says that it cooks in a Kli Rishon but not in the Kli Sheni, and then you only have Rabbi Chia, who's supported by Rav Nachman, who says that it doesn't even cook in the Kli Rishon, it only cooks on like the ox meat on the fire. So what are we paskin like? So I think if you look in Shulchan Aruch with the salt, so Shulchan Aruch said Simon Shin Yud Ches Sif Tes. He says Aval Melech Mutter L'Seit Litin L'Tocho Kevan Sheviru Ameal Eish. You can put the salt once you take it off the fire. The Tzricha Milcha B'Shulah Kibisa the Torah, because it cooks like the ox meat. It won't cook in the Kli Rishon. The Yesh Misha Os L'Seit L'Tocho Kli Zev Baser Maluach Avilu Shachor. Some say you can't put salt in there. And then the Ramah Paskins is like the Yesh Osin Laseis Melech Afilu Kli Sheni. Some won't even put salt in the Kli Sheni because Montreal Lesbo VaMachmer Tavlo Bracha. That's like the first Shita. That's like the Rav Chia in the first Ikad Amri. The Mishnah Brura then points out when he talks about salt. He says that the salt is where's the saying? Yeah, something like that. I just want to read the words. He says, Found the word. He says it's a different type of salt. It's salt that they just it wouldn't cook. It's mined salt that hasn't been cooked yet, right? But nowadays that you take that his salt, the Rebbe Shapiro was talking about that salt that would come from the sea from the ocean and that's cooked and then the salt comes out and that's already cooked. And if it's cooked, then you have the issue. Then you don't have a problem because it's ain bishul achar bishul. Once it's already cooked. Where does he say the language? Give me a second. I can't find it. Okay, fine. So that has to do with salt. So ask your local Orthodox rabbi about salt. What our salt is. Whether the salt is something considered. If the salt is not pre-cooked, is it mikalia bishul and therefore it can't go into kli sheni? Is it mechumri bishul that it can go? You can go even go into the kli rishon. That has to do with the salt. Right. And then there's a whole to do, like the whole to do about the kaliyah bishul, what are considered kaliyah bishul, right? We basically say that only the things that we don't usually, that we assume that things cook in the kli sheni, like these certain things, unless the Gemara specifically says that they don't cook in the kli sheni, like tavlin. They don't cook in the kli sheni. What's considered tavlin, what's not? We're machmir, like when it comes to the tea. Right, for example, tea is one of those things that we pretty much make based on Rav Moshe that we try to use the kli shlishi. Rav Shechter in the Nefesh HaRav quotes from Rav Soloveitchik, who says that Rav Soloveitchik quotes from his grandfather that he would cook the tea even the kli sheni. He says it's not mikalei habishul. That was Rav Shechter, the Rav's idea. So Rabbi Leibowitz said that he asked Rav Shechter, well, which grandfather was the Rav talking about? Because he asked Rav Chaim Soloveitchik and Rav Yehuda Prujan, Rav Elul Feinstein, and Rav Shechter said both. It was both grandfathers would use the tea as it. So Rabbi Leibowitz said that he asked Rav Shechter, "Well, what do you do? Do you use a kli sheni to make the tea?" Rav Shechter's answer apparently was, "Only when I want to drink tea." So that's but Ruba are machmir, not like Rav Soloveitchik, but more machmir like Rav Moshe. And no one else also use the kli shlishi for the tea. Okay, or the tea essence from before. Sorry? Right. On a hard scarf out there. Well, that's a different thing because that's toldos to chamo. That was a gzeres de rabbanan. That was the toldo of chamo, of cooking. You let it cook, and, well, that's actually chamo, or toldo to chamo. Toldo to chamo is usser, but chamo itself is not usser. That was the, okay. All right. Next, part three of today, which is the rest of the perek, is about muksa. Right, it's all about muksa. The chachamim asked people to carry things or to move things on Shabbos that were not set aside for usage on Shabbos. That's called muksa. Right, a lot of reasons why, but that's called muksa. And when the first mishnah that talks about muksa is talking about a very very talking about a very very specific case of muksa. Hold on 1 second. Sorry, I'm back. So, case is as follows. So, Menachem, where did you prepare from? I can keep going. No, I don't want to stop here. No, I don't want to stop here. It's too high up. I can go for a bit. Okay. Oh, okay. So let me do them. Let me just start. We'll go. We have time. It's only 8. Anyone running anywhere? We'll start. Keep going. Okay. So the Mishnah says, Ein nosnim kli tachas haner lekabel boas hashemen. You're not allowed to put a kli under the candle to collect the oil that's dripping off from the candle. Why not? And so Gemara will say, Rashi says, lekabel shemen hamitavtef. This you're doing it on Shabbos. Why? Bishum the shemen muksahu. The oil is muksa because it wasn't set aside. And it doesn't have a permitted use on Shabbos. The kasavar and the Mishnah's holding, ein kli nital b'Shabbos. El Tzorich Dover Hanitel. You're not allowed to use or move one kli for the purpose of another kli unless that other thing is can be moved on Shabbos. I cannot move a kli for the purpose of catching muksa stuff. So it comes to an issue of like if you have an air conditioner dripping on Shabbos, can you put a kli out there? You put a kli to catch the water. I can't do that. Inami Kasavar, or another reason, Asur levatel kli meichano. You're not allowed to be mevatel kli. Not allowed to nullify kli in its place. Because what would happen here if I put the bowl to catch the oil? Well, now the bowl is catching the shemen, which is muksa. So now the bowl becomes muksa. Now I can't move the bowl. So halachically, the chacham reviewing it as now you're fixing the bowl in its place, which is bona. You're building the bowl into the ground right there, and you can't do that. Right, he says, "Inami kasavra asal vato kli meichano." Right, lahoshi kli mi makom shelo yuchal olitul misham tavik kovelo makom umichaber betit v'dami malacha. It looks like bone. It looks like you're cementing that kli into the ground at that spot. So that's why you're not allowed to do that. That's called mevatel kli me bitol kli meichano. Right, that's the reason. That's what it is. You're not allowed to. Right, quote. This is from Simcha Bunim Kohn, excellent book on muksa. Read the book. I didn't like move from my house for 2 days to touch. It was afraid to touch anything. But he said that the Mishnah Shabbos states, "Ein nosin kli tachas haner." You're not allowed to place a vessel under a lamp on Shabbos to catch it. And the Gemara, tomorrow's daf, explains the reason for the prohibition is that the muksa oil effectively immobilizes the vehicle. The vessel may not be moved because of the oil it contains. Immobilizing it in this manner is referred to bittul kli mehechano, nullification of the utensil state of preparedness, and that's considered muksa. So it's bittul kli mehechano. But the commissioner then says, the ein ne osin mimenu. You can't use the shemen that came out, that comes out of the candle. That's a problem of nolad. It wasn't there before, and now it's here. Now that's nolad. Mimenu lefi shehu einu mina muchan, because it's not from. Let me go back. I skipped something. Ein nosin kler tachas, ein nosin kli tachas ne'er lekabos hashemen. You're not allowed to put the bowl there on Shabbos. V'im nesatu ami bojo mutter. But you're allowed to put it there the day before. If you want to catch the day before, you're allowed to put it there the day before. Im nesatu ami bojo, it's mutter. Right? Tosa says it's not. The lashon in the Mishnah sounds like it's b'diavad, but Tosa says it's bad lashon. It's lechatchila. You're allowed to put the bowl there erev Shabbos. But ein neosim imenu, but you cannot get any benefit from the shemen, right? Lefisha eino min hamuchan, because the shemen is not something that was prepared, it's not something that was set aside, and therefore you can't get benefit for it on Shabbos. So, Amar of Chizda. Rav Chizda says, you know what, Machem, you started here? All right, I got a daven, so I will stop here. Okay. Wait, where are you getting, how far? Okay. All right. Have a good day, everyone. Oh. 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock.